It's occurred to me as I'm talking with people that the radiologists are moving primarily out of fear. They aren't moving strategically. They're not looking at these organizations and saying, gee, here's where we are now. How can we leverage our way into joining with a larger group? How can we do this strategically to protect ourselves in the future? The consolidators have frightened them. They have told them they have no place else to go. You may as well join up now because we're going to take your contract anyway. In the Dallas area, I think all of the groups except the one that I was with have merged, have been acquired. All the ones of any size have joined up with someone else, I'd say over the past 5 or 10 years. And so when you're the only one left, they're looking around and saying, we're the only ones that are not at the dance, and what do we do now? When I ask them what they hope to accomplish, and this is kind of an interesting perspective, I think someone needs to direct this conversation with physicians. When I said, what do you want to accomplish with this? They said, well, I want to work less and make more money. We kind of know that's not going to happen. When we asked, I asked them, what do you think you bring to the table? What are you bringing to the partnership? They, of course, went to the fact that they're all board certified and highly subspecialized. And some of them are really some of the top physicians in the market. But they had no clue about what they offered to the larger organizations. And what these large organizations are telling them, come with us. We're going to take care of all of those nasty back office things that you're doing. We're going to bring all these experts in. And all you have to do is focus on radiology. Now, some of them, that sounds pretty tempting. But when you get down to the deals, it's the older doctors that want to cash out. They kind of stick their younger partners with some really untenable business relationships at a time. And I can tell you that after working with some radiologists, I was hired, put it in this perspective, I was hired by a hospital about 6 or 8 years ago. They had employed radiologists on staff. They hired me to break them out into a separate group. They don't want to hire radiologists, and you're not seeing a lot of hospitals hiring radiologists. They don't tend to work well as production employees. They work really well. They're good capitalists. If they can work harder and make more money, they're into that. But they don't tend to function well in a large organization that says, okay, just go read your cases. They're not good 8-to-5 production employees. What happened in this case with this hospital is their productivity went down. The hospital was making less money, and so while the hospital will say radiology has high overhead, they have lots of really expensive toys in there. What happens is that when you load the radiologists in there, they don't work well on that kind of a foundation. So it's really an interesting time in our industry when you're watching it in absolute turmoil, seeing an awful lot of activity, and it's chaotic, and they need a grown-up at the head of the table when they start talking about these things to say, what have you thought about this? What are your expectations? How are we going to get there? Have you really thought about what it's like to totally relinquish control of your practice to an outside entity and just show up for every day and read cases? Sounds good. They don't tend to do well with it.
Dr. Walton? Do you have a grown-up at the table? Dr. Walton, can you tell us a little bit about you might be the grown-up. It depends on the day.
I've realized I've aged into being the grown-up, so there's no excuses anymore. So I'm a general internist by training, and spent most of my career at Baylor Healthcare System helping the underserved population that visited the Baylor Healthcare System, and did a lot of work in health disparities and health equity work, focused on quality. About 6 or 7 years ago, I was recruited away to take over from a retiring CEO of a large IPA in Dallas. At the time, I got interviewed for the job, which was 2012, 2013. What I was told by the board that interviewed me was this 30-year-old, it was about 25-year-old IPA at the time, this 25-year-old IPA was going to be shrinking, and that I should expect to manage the company, if I chose to take the job, through a contraction because of the consolidation in the Dallas-Fort Worth market and independent doctors being hired. Today, we have, 6 years later, we have about 500 primary care physicians and 1,000 specialist members of our IPA, They practice in 900 different locations across North Texas. So my perspective as a physician and then a business leader and then talking at a law conference, health law conference, is referencing really what is the macro picture that doctors see today. Now, you have to recognize that I'm speaking specifically of independent physicians, physicians who've chosen to date to stay in private practice, to run their own business or to be in business with others and try to survive in this environment that we all have described very well here today.